Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel, straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Alrighty, we are back, and we have Irene from New Jersey and Dr. Peter.
Yes, Goodman. Thank you, Pastor.
They're in a very interesting conversation, so I'm just listening. So go ahead and pick it up where you left off.
Yeah, this is a rare condition, supposedly. I'm talking about, you know, the other side, which I'm very unhappy with. So, Dr. Glidden, are you saying that the Healthy Foundation Pack will help the joint disease?
Yes. I'm saying okay, that your body... Yes, the answer is yes. It has the potential to, right? I don't have a crystal ball. I can't make any guarantees, but the whole gestalt...
Oh, no. Look, you're the sweetest on the end here. The bad boys, let me tell you quickly what happened. I went to 18 doctors. I said, my right shoulder is killing me. They said, get married, go to the Bahamas, buy a house. Every insulting thing they could, and it didn't apply. Yeah. It was right there on the MRI, the syrinx. That's the shorter word for it. As you know, Dr. Yep. Glidden, I'm saying this for the audience to understand. So at the 21st doctor, who was a woman at Thomas Jefferson in Philadelphia, she said, you have a syrinx. I said, what? I'm in the medical field. I'd never heard of that word. I thought she was saying Sphinx, Egypt, you know? And so she spelled it. That was the first. I'm an OR nurse. It's the first I've ever heard of that condition. But unfortunately, by that time, 2 years in, I was in an ER after that. The doctor said, lift your arm. I couldn't lift my arm. I said, why can't I lift my arm? I was so shocked. He said, you have no shoulder. It completely disintegrated.
Whoa.
I mean, I was speechless. An OR nurse. I wondered why it was hurting so much. It was breaking down. This condition, as you see, audience, breaks down joints. If it's not treated accurately, any joint in the body could be affected. And I was saying all along, this is killing me. And they said, there's nothing wrong with you.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, what do you call the person who graduates last in medical school?
I have no idea. I don't know if I want to know. I'm so curious.
Doctor.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, thank you very much.
Right?
Yeah. I wish I knew you then.
Well, I wish you knew me then, too. But, you know, so we have to move forward right now. So what are we going to do? We're going to give your body the raw material.
Well, I'm
going to
take that pack, like you just mentioned. I can tell you that. And hope that at least the rest of my body is strong to go on.
Okay. So there's a couple, because of the history, there's a couple of things that you should add to the pack. Okay?
Okay. I'm ready.
So you're going to get ahead. All right. Okay. One Healthy Foundation pack.
Right.
One extra bottle of OsteoFX, O-S-T-E-O-F-X.
O-S-T-E-O-F-X, got it.
Right. Two bottles, please, of plant-derived minerals, liquid plant-derived minerals.
Liquid minerals, got it.
And what's your current body weight?
Right now, 180. Unfortunately, gaining weight because I can't do what I did before.
Okay, so you need... 18 capsules of glucogel a day, 3 times 8 is 24, put the 4 down, carry the 2, 520. So you need one bottle of a supplement called glucogel. It's in a capsule.
Got it down already. 18 caps of glucogel. Got that.
Yeah, so you need, in order to hit that number, you need 18 capsules a day. So you're going to need one bottle of the 240 count. And one bottle of 120.
Do you have this?
Yeah. I don't sell any of this stuff. I don't make any money from the sale of any of these supplements. But I'll tell you where to go to get them.
And okay. And one stop place would be great.
Eiffel Health, right? It's 888-618-1796.
Oh, I thought you were Eiffel Health.
No, I'm not Eiffel Health. I support Eiffel Health. But
okay.
No, it's not me. No, I'm.
Okay.
I have. Removed myself from the revenue stream for ethical reasons, right? Make sense? Okay.
Sure does.
Okay, so that's what you want. In addition to that, you want to get the homeopathic floricum acidum, and you can probably find that on Amazon, right?
Oh, okay.
So just do a web search for homeopathic floricum acidum in the 200 C potency. That's going to come in a little vial about the size of a lipstick container, and inside the vial is going to be about 200 little white medicated pellets. You're going to
200
take
white medicated, okay.
Yeah. Okay, you're going to take about two to four of those pellets twice a day for 21 days. And then get in touch with me and tell me what happened.
All right, we got to move on because the whole board is lit. So thank you, Irene. And who do we have next?
Catherine in Illinois.
Let's go out to Illinois, and we have Catherine. Catherine, you're in the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I've never heard of a solution for the problem that I have, so I hope there's an answer. For a
okay.
long time, 20, 30 years, I've had sores in my nose, and they get scabby and they bleed, and I've never been able to get rid of them.
For how many years have you been suffering with this?
At least 20.
Do you still have your gallbladder?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Has anything else been surgically removed from your body?
No, I had a tooth removed.
Okay, and are you currently taking any prescription meds?
Yes, amlodipine for blood pressure and Synthroid for thyroid.
Okay, so you want to look to see if this particular condition is a known side effect of either of those drugs, because it might be. It might be that your system is a little sensitive to the pharmaceutical agent more than the average bear, and that this is a persistent symptom just simply as a side effect of the drug, right? And that's the first thing to consider when anybody has something that's unremitting and chronic, it's just not going away. There's got to be usually something in the environment that's driving that, and the first thing to consider is it could be a side effect of the pharmaceutical.
Okay.
Now, I am of the opinion that everybody needs the 90 essential nutrients which are found in the Healthy Foundation Pack. And because of this particular situation with the nose, I would get one extra bottle of the – so the Foundation Pack has three different supplements in it, or four different supplements in it, one of which is called – a supplement called EFA. It's a fish oil supplement. I would get two bottles of EFA. I would get two bottles of EFA. So I would order one Healthy Foundation Pack and one extra bottle of EFA. And I would do that stuff religiously for 90 days in a row and look to see what happens to the nose situation, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and give the good people at Eiffel Health a call. It's 888-618-1796. And then please call us back and let us know what happened. But please do that.
Okay. So I should buy one of the Healthy Foundation Pack and two of the EFA fish.
Yep. So you want two total of the EFA plus fish oil capsules, 100%. And the people at Eiffel Health will tell you how to take it. And you're going to love the way that you feel once you start the program.
Boy, I sure hope so. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I do too. And don't overlook the drug reaction side effect thing, so you want to look that up.
Thanks, Catherine. Let's go out to, who do we have there next?
Connie in California.
We're going out to California with Connie. Hey, Connie.
Hello. Hi, doctor. Doctor, I'm 65. I'm in very good health, no prescriptions. I lost weight 2 years ago. I don't eat any of the bad foods except dark chocolate once in a while. But is there something I can do about bloat?
About bloated? You get bloated after you eat anything or after you eat only certain foods or only after you eat a meal?
Well, I tell you, I've never had a flat stomach ever. But it seems like in the last month or so, no matter what I do, by about the middle of the day, my stomach is just sticking out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of belching.
Yeah. So it could be a lot of different things. The first thing that I would consider would be that it's an imbalance in the gut flora, right? The bugs, the healthy bugs that should be in the gut have become displaced by bad bugs that are in the gut. So I would get the Healthy Foundation Pack at Eiffel Health. And in addition to that, I would get two bottles of something called the Ultimate Microbiome. Ultimate Microbiome. Get two canisters of that. Go through those in 4 weeks. And the people at Eiffel Health will tell you how to take that. And look to see what that discipline does to the bloating after you eat a meal. And another thing that you want to experiment with is for 24 hours, 36 if you can, once a week, don't eat any food at all, just fast. Don't have anything to eat at all for 24 or 36 hours once a week and see what that does to your, you know, overall well-being and also your digestive situation, okay?
Okay, I'll do it. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Connie.
All right,
yeah, appreciate the trust. Best of luck. Let me know what happens, please.
All right. Is there a one day, you think, particular better than the other to do that fasting, like in the middle of the week, do you think would be the best or what?
I think it depends on a person's work schedule. Some people, when they fast, they've got more energy than they know what to do with. And some people, when they fast, all they want to do is sleep.
Hmm.
So the first time that you do it, I would do it on the weekend if you're still in the workforce, and just look to see how your body responds to it. And oftentimes, once you get over, you know, the initial urge to eat, which is really kind of a knee-jerk reaction instead of a, you know, a real need, you really do start to feel pretty good if you don't eat. It's counterintuitive, and it's a remarkable thing to experiment with.
Very good. Who do we have next out there, Style?
Steve in Chicago.
Let's go back to Chicago with Steve. Steve, you're in the area. The first man tonight.
Hi, Pastor Ernie. Thank you for the blessing I received listening to your radio station.
Thank you.
I hope you're doing well.
Steve, you're here to give your testimonial. Thank you so much for calling. Please tell the listening audience the short story of what happened to you.
Yeah, I've been suffering with gouteritis for the last 3 to 4 years, very devastating. And, you know, I was taking anti-inflammatories. The blood pressure went up. Now I was on blood pressure medicine. Then they put me on allopurinol, which controls the uric acid. And none of the medicine worked. So I've been in the construction business for 35 years. I was at the end of my rope, basically. And I got on my knees and prayed about it. And I said, God, please help me. And I listened to Ernie Sanders, and you were on the show. And on October the 13th, I started to go on your Tangerine 2.0 and OsteoFX and Minerals. And I've been taking it religiously twice a day as I was advised. And after 4 weeks, the pain subsided. It went down to about a 2, 3. It fluctuated. And I totally went off all the medicine. No anti-inflammatories, no allopurinol. The only thing I'm taking is blood pressure medicine at this point. And now I'm 3 months into this. My pain level is 0.5%. This is just absolutely incredible. But however, what I wanted to mention is it's discipline. You got to take it as directed. And my body, the first time I put that first powder mix down the hatch, I felt this energy boost, like my body was saying, give me more. There's good stuff. It was just incredible. So I appreciate the kind words. Dr. Glidden, and I received a blessing listening to Ernie Sanders, and I'm a ham operator, and basically I scroll the airwaves, and I found Ernie Sanders, and you were on a Thursday, and that's how all this occurred. My prayer's been answered. I am walking. I have pep in my step, and I'm 60 years old, and I'm retired. And now I can go back to work.
Well,
That's great, Steve. You're I appreciate the trust. I appreciate your reaching out in prayer. I appreciate your being open-minded enough to do this. And, you know, what can I say? Ernie Sanders is the man.
All right. Thank you,
absolutely, absolutely fantastic. And God bless you, and bless you, Dr. Glidden. And thank you for helping me out, well, your staff. And it's just, I'm looking forward to getting my next delivery. I mean, I feel like a new man. It's just incredible.
Thanks, Steve. Heck of a way to start the new year. Thank you very much. Best of luck.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Who do we have next there?
We're going to Kevin in Idaho.
We're going to Idaho. And we haven't been in Idaho in a while. And that's Kevin in Idaho. Hey, Kevin.
All right. Finally, we've got some men calling in.
Pastor Ernie and Dr. Glidden, I had a question. I've had a stem cell with bone marrow on my knees. I had severe knee arthritis, and it probably helped me about 30%. But I'm just wondering if there's anything else I could do. I take like turmeric and fish oil and things like that, but I don't know. They wanted to do double knee replacement, and I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, you don't, if you're going to go duck hunting, you're probably not going to do that with a fishing rod or a bow and arrow, right? Right. You're going to come back empty-handed if you do. You need a shotgun. You're not going to go fishing or duck hunting with a chihuahua, you know. You need a Labrador retriever or, you know, some type of retriever in order to make that work. Well, it's the same with medicine. If you've got a bone and joint problem, then you need bone and joint nutrients, and the stuff that you've been taking so far isn't going to cut the mustard. It's the wrong dog for that hunt. We've helped thousands of people avoid surgery, thousands of people recover quicker from surgery, and, you know, more to the point, not even need to have the surgical procedure in the first place. The most famous of these guys is a retired orthopedic surgeon by the name of Dave Janda. He's got a radio podcast like the pastor does. He's, he was the advisor to the Reagan administration. He was on the Oprah show. He did a lot with helmet technology for sports people to prevent concussions. And he had bad arthritis in his neck, was looking at, you know, surgery, and completely fixed it with the medical nutrition protocol. Now he's a devotee of us, and, you know, he has me on his radio program twice a month to, you know, to preach the good word here. So that's a really long-winded way of saying you need the right stuff for this particular condition. So take this number down. It's 888-618-1796. And tell the people who answer the phone you need the healthy bone and joint pack. The healthy bone and joint pack. Tell them your body weight. They'll tell you how much of it to get and how to take it. And then just start taking the stuff twice a day, every day, like it's, you know, your life depended on it. And you look to see over the course of 8 weeks what it does to your mobility and your pain. And if the stars align correctly here and we do everything the right way and we you know, we hit the bullseye here, you should incrementally start to experience less and less and less joint pain and more mobility. Now, having said that, there is a point beyond which the body can't fix it. There is a point of no return. Like you cut your finger off with a buzzsaw. I don't know of anything that's going to make that grow back. But I used to think I knew where that point of no return was, especially with arthritis. But I'm telling you, man, I have no idea, because I've seen really bad bone and joint stuff resolve when the surgery unnecessary. You know, the surgery was scheduled, and then it was because the person recovered. So this is a really smart thing for you to do. You know, you got to start hunting ducks with a shotgun and a Labrador retriever instead of with a fishing rod and a chihuahua. And this is the way to do it. The healthy bone and joint pack at Eiffel Health, 888-618-1796. Give them a call. They'll walk you through how to do it, and then give us a call back next month and tell us what happened, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Man, I appreciate the trust.
All righty, very good. Who do we have next out there? Okay, well, there's the number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. The phone lines are open. So if you have a question or a comment, boy, we've had some very good calls tonight here. Very interesting conversations, a lot of things I had never heard of. And so 888-677-9673. We got Dr. Peter J. Glidden, naturopathic doctor. And, you know, I see that you're on all over the place nowadays, Peter.
We're trying to because, you know, I mean, every time I hear a story like Steve who calls in, this guy's in massive amounts of pain, had to take early retirement. He's looking at being in a wheelchair for the rest of his life.
Well,
pain meds, pain meds, pain meds. You got to be kidding me. And then in 8 weeks, he's completely pain-free. I mean, that's enough to get me out of bed in the morning and to, you know, preach this message, because everybody needs to know this. And very few people do. And so, you know, just like I said it before, because it's the truth, man. You and I are in the same business. Well, you're in the business of saving souls. I'm in the business of eliminating suffering, chipping away at the rock of human suffering. And I'm telling you, Pastor, as God is my witness, most people in this country suffer needlessly simply because they don't know what to do, and you cannot drug your way to health. You can't do it. I mean, thank God for lidocaine. Thank God for insulin. Thank God for general anesthesia, for goodness sakes. I was just at the dentist's office, by the way, last week, and let me tell you something. Thank God for lidocaine. No kidding. But you can't drug your way to health. There's room in the world for what the medical doctors do, and there's also a lot of room in the world for what my profession does. The problem is that nobody even knows how to pronounce naturopathy, let alone know what a naturopathic doctor is or what we can do. And so that's why I try to be on as many platforms as I can, because if I can just reach one more person like Steve, I can sleep soundly at night, and that's a beats a poke in the eye with a sharp stick.
You know, it's an interesting thing you mentioned about that zytocaine. When I broke my shoulder all up, and I busted it up pretty good, it wasn't a situation of, you know, can we try something else? No, it was broken up pretty bad, so... Anyhow, the one thing that I'm allergic to is like zytocaine. That's what they use as a pain blocker. And so I had to go through that without a pain blocker.
Oh, my God.
It was, there was some tough, a little bit of tough times there for sure. But all right, who do we have next?
Marie in New Jersey.
Let's go back to New Jersey, and we have Marie in New Jersey. Hey, Marie.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. Doctor, I just wanted to know, what would you suggest to give to somebody who's an alcoholic, who doesn't listen to you, I mean, food-wise, that would make maybe his appetite for alcohol decrease?
So there's a botanical medicine, and I forget the name of it off the top of my head. I'm going to try to source this by the end of the program, so stay tuned. Maybe in the next commercial break I can pull this up from my database. But there is a botanical medicine that if you take it in small doses over time, it develops in the person who's taking it an aversion to alcohol itself, right? And so I'm gonna pull that from my database, and I'll talk about it on air shortly. I can't remember it off the top of my head right now. But there's another thing that's often overlooked with alcoholics. It's, you know, why is the person craving alcohol in the first place? Why does the person crave the cigarette in the first place? You know, is it because of, you know, bad relations that they had as a kid with their parents? Maybe. But often it's a mineral deficiency syndrome, which is causing a blood sugar imbalance. So there are two nutritional supplements that I would have this person who has a problem with alcohol take. One is called the plant-derived minerals. It's a liquid supplement. You can get it in a strawberry flavor, actually, which would probably be better. And another product called Sweet Ease, That's SWEET-EZE, Sweet Ease. And that's a combination of botanical medicines, vitamins, and herbs, the intention of which is to upregulate the body's ability to process blood sugar. And oftentimes, people crave alcohol because they have a blood sugar imbalance. And I don't know if you've ever been to an AA meeting. But
I have not. And he doesn't go to that, and that's why I'm trying to find another route.
Yeah, okay. But my point is that when people do go to AA meetings, they substitute the alcohol for candy and sugar. You know, and they put like 6 tablespoons of sugar into their coffee, or they have their sucking on a Tootsie Roll all day long because they're craving sugar. Because not because they're a bad person or, you know, because they have a psychological imbalance, but because they have a blood sugar imbalance. So the plant-derived minerals and the sweeties would be two really good things for this person to try to do on a regular basis to see if it just gave them a better quality of life. And, you know, that's what I would recommend. And you know, stay tuned in until the end of the show tonight, and I'll try to source that other information for you, okay?
We're about 4 minutes away.
I'm sorry, I missed the your voice is fading in and out, and it has been on the 57 station here at WMCA for the New York area for some reason. I missed the whole name of that first thing that you mentioned, that plant.
Yeah. Yeah, it's called plant-derived, D-E-R-I-V-E-D, minerals, plant-derived minerals.
What was the third word you said, plant-derived what?
Minerals, M-I-N like Nancy, E-R-A-L-S, minerals. Okay, and you can get
that at 888. You're going to repeat all this on the air. Instead, if I listen on the air, then you'll repeat all this. When you come, you said you're going to come up with some other things from your database, right?
Okay, yeah, 888-618-1796. Give them a call. They'll tell you what to do.
Thanks, Marie. Who do we have next?
Marilyn in Cleveland.
Whoa, our first one, we're going right here to Cleveland, at Maryland, you're in the air. All right.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, you are.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. My daughter badly strained her calf muscles. I won't get into how she did it, but it got worse with other activity, and she ended up going to physical therapists, several of them, and they actually overworked her and made her calf muscles worse. And she's at the point now where she can't put weight on her legs. She can't stand. And she's 36. I think she's got badly scarred calf muscles. And it just hurts and swells.
Okay, very good. So she needs the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. And she also needs, from Eiffel Health, 888-618-1796, tell her to get one Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. And she should also go to a local health food store or a Whole Foods and pick up a product called castor oil. It's a liquid supplement. It's oil, castor oil, C-A-S-T-O-R, oil, which is a really interesting product. The Latin name of castor oil is Palma de Christi, which translates as the hands of Christ. And it's a wonderful healing medicament for bruised muscles, ligaments, and tendons.
My mother used to give me that castor oil when I was a child.
How much?
Yeah. So this is applied externally. So she pours a little bit of the externally. Yeah, she pours a little bit of the castor oil into like a little saucepan and turns the heat on the stove up. She doesn't want to boil it. She just wants to make it warm, right? So now you've got the warm castor oil, and you cut a piece of flannel or a piece of cotton, and you put it in the warm castor oil and let the fabric soak up the castor oil. And then you put the saturated fabric directly on the part of the body that's in trouble. Now, the only problem with this castor oil remedy is that the castor oil itself is super sticky, and it'll get on the bed sheets. It gets everywhere. So what I would recommend is after you apply the castor oil saturated fabric, you wrap the leg with saran wrap so that, you know, the castor oil doesn't get over everything.
Okay, how long do you soak in this?
Well, I would apply the castor oil 3 or 4 times a day, and I would do that for 5 days in a row, 3 to 4 applications, 5 days in a row. But she also needs the internal nutritional support. She needs internal nutritional support. We need to give her nutrients that the muscles need in order to fix themselves and the ligaments and tendons need in order to fix themselves, because that stuff is not in the food. And that's why it's taking her so long to recover from this, because her body doesn't have the stuff it needs to fix itself. It's got a little bit of it or she'd be dead. But the lion's share of the nutrients, they're just not there. So we give the body the nutrients that it needs to fix itself. We do a little castor oil treatment, keep our fingers crossed, and see how long it takes her to bounce back.
So the bone and joint pack is the nutrient.
Yep, healthy bone and joint pack at Eiffel Health, 888-618-1796. Yes, ma'am.
All right, let me give you that, 888-618-1796. A little slower there for you. Okay. Well, thank you, Marilyn. We'll be back right after this. When your world has come unglued and you don't know what to do, remember God, He's the one that made you. When the world has put you down and your life is one big frown, remember Him, He's the one who loves you. And through all kinds of trouble, you'll find He'll never change. Through the good times and the sorrows, Almighty God is still His name. When you've been done all wrong and you need someone who's strong, remember Him, He's the one who loves you. And through all kinds of trouble, you'll find He'll never change. When the world has found you guilty, He'll take away the blame.
Away the blame.
He's always right. He's never wrong. He'll make your troubles all be gone. Remember Him, He's the one who loves you. 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 Remember Him.
All right. He's
yeah.
the one
who died.
Who died
for you. That's right. All righty. Remember that. He's the one that died for you. And we're going to have Pastor Hal here in a few minutes. He's going to tell us all about how you can avoid that burning like a fire and make it home to heaven. Right now we have, out in Akron, Ohio, we have Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hello, Pastor Sanders, and hello, Dr. Glidden.
Hello, Steve. Thanks for the call.
Hey, I just want to ask you, I've been on the Eiffel program now for about 3 months. I was in the Cleveland Clinic for about a month and a half. I had systemic heart failure and AFib. Now, I don't know what's in that stuff that you're selling, but I'll tell you what. I suggest everybody, even if you're not sick, call up Eiffel Health and get that stuff. My arthritis is gone. You know, it's just amazing how good I feel. I haven't felt this good in probably about 25 or 30 years.
Yeah, it's the best kept secret. It's best kept secret. No kidding.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Now, my question to you is, they've got me on all of these medications, Jardiance, which is $640 a month. Then they've got me on Warfarin, which is nothing more than rat poison. When should I get off of that? I really don't feel I need it, but, you know, they say, oh, you got to take Warfarin to thin your blood because you could die of a blood clot.
Yeah, so you don't need to do that. You know, you don't have unhealthy blood because you have a Warfarin deficiency, right? So if you're taking the 90 essential nutrients religiously and you've cleaned up your diet and you're experiencing subjective improvement, then all of these things bode very well for the future. So I would consult with the pharmacist and say, look, I'm taking these two drugs. I don't want to take them anymore. How do I come off of them? And some of the drugs you can stop cold turkey. Some you have to wean off of over 1, 2, 3, or 4 weeks, whatever. Pharmacist will know. And after you've been off of the drug completely for 4 weeks, right, the no drug in your system for 4 weeks, that's when I would have some more blood work done, you know, to check on your status of what's going on inside the body. And that's how I would do it. And, you know, the medical doctors don't know any better, right? They don't, from their worldview, you need to be on the drug because that's what they were taught and that's all that they see.
Yeah.
But in point of fact, you don't. And those two drugs specifically, it would be a very good idea for you to get off of as soon as possible.
I would love to do that. Now,
you got to maintain the discipline with the nutrients, though.
Oh yes, I have. I'm taking everything religiously. I mean, it is my mornings, afternoons, and evenings are all planned out for the pills and for the liquids and everything. And I'd rather do that than take the other stuff. Now, my other question is. Can we get Tangy Tangerine to taste a little bit better?
Yeah. You know, I don't work for the company, right? And everybody says this. I agree. One thing that you can experiment with is mixing it with pineapple juice. If you mix it with pineapple juice, it doesn't taste half bad. No kidding. Yeah.
Something must be wrong with me because I like it the way it is.
Okay.
Well, there you go. You are the exception that proves the rule, Pastor.
Yeah.
And my final question is, my Warfarin levels, they have a hard time bringing them up to where they want me to be. How much vitamin K is in any of the products from Eiffel Health?
I don't know. There's vitamin K that's in the Tangy Tangerine. There might be vitamin K that's in the Beyond Osteo Effects. Did you actually have clots in your body before?
No, I had none at all. None at all.
Okay, then you don't need to be on the Warfarin. And the essential fatty acid supplement that's part of the Healthy Foundation Pack will optimize the viscosity of your blood, so you don't need to worry about that. Do you still have your gallbladder?
Oh, yes.
Okay, then you should be good. So, you know, you want to talk to a pharmacist. How the hell am I going to get off of the Warfarin? And then 4 weeks after you've been off of the Warfarin, you want to have a test called INR. I like India, N like Nancy, R like Roger. That tests, you know, the viscosity of your blood, and it will let you know if you're in trouble or not. And if you are in trouble with a funky INR reading, you just take more EFAs. And it'll go away in a couple of weeks.
Excellent. I want to let you know I'm back to walking 2 miles a week or 2 miles a day, and I'm working out, and I haven't felt this good in a really long time. I'm back down to my high school weight.
Got to tell you, buddy, I love my job. No kidding. And thanks to Pastor for giving me the platform here because we are chipping away at the rock of human suffering. I appreciate your trust.
I thank you for coming on.
Your books. Everybody read those books.
Yeah, and I learn a lot when you're on here. All right, thanks, Steve. Let's go out to Texas with Dorothy. Hey, Dorothy.
Hey, Dorothy.
Hi.
Hi. I have a question about retinal tear that happens in my eye, and I also have the macular degeneration and probably, so anyway, just what would be helpful for the eyes?
Okay, so you would call Eiffel Health, 888-618-1796. Yes. Tell them you want the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. The Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. And in addition to that, you want 2 bottles of Good Herbs Circulatory Support. 2 bottles of the Good Herbs Circulatory Support.
Okay.
And 1 bottle of a product called Occutive. You spell that O-C-C-U, T like Thomas, I, V like Victor, Occutive. I would do the foundation pack for the rest of your life, or the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack for the rest of your life. I would do the circulatory support and the Occutive for 90 days. Okay. And then have your eyes re-examined and see if there's been any substantial change. Sometimes we can reverse macular degeneration 100%. I've seen remarkable, sometimes 50%, sometimes 25%. Sometimes we can't reverse it, but we can stop any further loss. I've seen remarkable things. I mean, no pun intended, with eye conditions. So this is worth the old college try, and I would run that up the flagpole and see if it flies.
Will do. Thank you very much.
All right. Best of luck to you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Dorothy. Who do we have there next?
Are we Dean in New York.
And did you say Gene?
Dean.
Okay, let's go to New York, and we have Dean in New York. Hey, hello. Dean. Yep, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Pastor, it's good to hear you. I listen to your program almost every night.
Oh, thank you.
And Dr. Gooden, got a question for you. I have... I've been having a cough and a mucus on my chest for like a year now. And it's a persistent cough, especially at night. And, I went to one doctor. He told me I had bronchitis. He gave me some medication. Didn't really help. I went to another health clinic. They told me the sinus is going down in my throat and some other stuff. And they gave me medication. It still doesn't help. I don't know. I really don't know what to do about this.
Okay, so do you know what your blood type is?
No, I don't.
Okay, so here's what I would do for the rest of the month of January, okay? You want to stop eating anything made from cow's milk. So okay. No butter, no milk, no cheese, no ice cream, no yogurt. And if it's made from cow's milk, don't even look at it. For the rest of January, okay?
Okay.
Number one. Number two, call Eiffel Health and tell them you want the Healthy Foundation Pack plus 2 bottles of the Good Herbs Respiratory Support.
Good
Herbs? Which is a liquid, respiratory support. R-E-S, P like Peter, I, R like Roger, A like Apple, T like Thomas. ORY, respiratory support.
Okay.
2 bottles of that. And do that for 1 month, plus eliminate no dairy. I mean, I don't even want you to look at dairy for 4 weeks in a row. That might be difficult, but it will be a very worthwhile experiment for you. And once you start taking the Healthy Foundation Pack, you want to look to see not only how it affects your cough, but also how it affects your mood, your energy, your appetite, and your sleep. And the people at Eiffel Health will tell you how to take this stuff. And now, in the meantime, you can also go to the health food store and pick up a little vial of a homeopathic medicine called Spongia Tosta. And here's how you spell that. It's S like Sierra, P like Peter, O like Oscar, N like Nancy, G like Golf, I like India, A like Apple, S-P-O-N-G-I-A, second word, TOSTA, T like Thomas, O like Oscar, S like Sierra, T like Thomas, A like Apple, Spongia TOSTA in the 30C potency, C like Charlie. This is going to be dispensed in a small vial, about the size of your pinky finger, with about 200 little white medicated pellets inside it. Take two pellets orally three times a day. Two pellets orally three times a day for 14 days. Two pellets orally three times a day for 14 days and see if the combination of those things doesn't eliminate the cough. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, you're welcome. I appreciate the trust, and thanks so much for the call. Best of luck. Call us back in a month and let us know what happens, please.
Yeah, thank you. How much time do I have there left, Style? About 9 minutes. Who do we have on there left? I know we have...
Augusta in New York.
Now, is that Gusta?
Augusta.
Oh, Augusta, okay. Augusta in New York, you're in the air.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty all right. I would like to speak to the doctor because I'm having a lot of cramp in my legs and a lot of joint pain.
Yeah.
So I would like to know what to do for that.
Okay, so that's relatively easy to get on the other side of most of the time. Those two things are two sides of the same coin. Whenever you have a muscle cramp anywhere in the body or a muscle tick or a twitch anywhere in the body, I don't care if it's a menstrual cramp. I don't care if it's restless legs at night in bed. I don't care if it's a Charlie horse. I don't care if it's a cramp you get because you're a long-distance runner. It doesn't matter. Whenever you have a muscle cramp, tick, or twitch anywhere in the body, the first thing to consider is it is a deficiency in calcium and magnesium, period. So, and you know, the first thing to consider with joint pathology is it's a deficiency in calcium and magnesium. So this is probably a two for one. So call Eiffel Health. Tell them you want one healthy bone and joint pack. Take the healthy bone and joint pack for 4 weeks in a row and see what happens to the cramps and to the joint pain. And if in the first 4 weeks there's improvement, right, you feel 10% better, feel 25% better, maybe we get lucky, you're 50% better, whatever, you just keep taking the program until you're 100%. And, you know, there's also some dietary restrictions that we recommend. There are 12 foods that I don't think anybody should look at, let alone eat. The people at Eiffel Health will give you the list of the 12 bad foods. And so if you do those two things, the 12 bad foods, eliminate the 12 bad foods, and take those supplements into your body, I think it's going to go a long way to, you know, eliminate the pain and suffering that you're feeling right now.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank
you're welcome.
You. Have a great
and
time.
And, Pastors, one thing I wanted to say here, I'm paging through all my notes. I cannot find the reference for that botanical medicine that makes people averse to alcohol. I just can't find it no matter where I look, so I'm sorry about that.
Well, if you should come across it, text it to me, and I'll announce it on the radio tomorrow. Okay.
Okay, very good. Very good.
Okay, we're going to go. Hal, Pastor Hal, how can we get to heaven? Tell us, you've got how many minutes do we have? How many times? How many minutes? 6 minutes.
Okay. Dr. Glenn, I just want to ask one question. I've heard a lot of things about black coffee being good for you, and a lot of things saying black coffee washes nutrients and supplements out of your system, the caffeine and everything. At just 30 or 40 seconds, can you tell me, is black coffee okay for you, or does it wash supplements away?
No, black coffee is good for you. It's beneficial for you, and I have no problem with you drinking black coffee.
Okay, great. Okay, everybody wants to get to heaven because it's going to be good when we get there. You know, no aches, no pains, no pharmaceutical, especially no big pharma in heaven. Most of them might be going the other way, but what they do to people. But anyway, if you want to get to heaven, God has a roadmap, just like when you want a truck driver wants to go someplace, he looks at an atlas. He doesn't listen to what a bunch of people tell him, because the atlas is the official roadmap. And so the Bible is God's official roadmap for us getting to heaven. And in John 14:6, he basically says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said this, no man comes to the Father but by me. That means you could be a member of every church in town and die and go to hell with all your membership cards. And you can get blessed and all that stuff by every priest and pope that ever lived. And it won't get to hell. it won't go liberal preachers and all these other guys that want to be somebody and all that. They can't get you to heaven. The Bible says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. The only thing that can get us to heaven is when you go to Jesus Christ, admit the fact you're a sinner, being sorry about the fact you're a sinner, and ask Jesus to come into your heart. And Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, for the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. And Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace are you saved through faith. Saved means saved from hell. And not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So, you know, it feeds man's pride to think he can do something to get to heaven, earn his way in some way, you know, so he can walk around heaven and pat himself on the back and saying, I got here because I did this and I didn't do that. It don't work that way. When we get to heaven, we're going to be giving Jesus Christ all the praise, all the glory for getting us there, because he is the way. And so if you want to go to heaven, the Bible makes it very clear in John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. That power is God's Holy Spirit. So when you ask Jesus to come into your heart and trust him as your Savior, God's Holy Spirit comes in right then and there, and he seals you into the body of Christ and gives you eternal life, makes you a brand new creature in Christ, and nobody, not the devil, your worst enemy, or anybody, can ever take that away from you. And you can't lose it because you become a new creature in Christ, and that's permanent. Now listen, if you want Jesus Christ to come into your heart, if you want eternal life, if you want all your sins to be washed away, no matter how bad they are, no matter how many they are, turn to Jesus right now, because he's already said it is finished. When he died on that cross, he did all the work necessary for your salvation. And so if you want that payment paid for you, and God wants you to receive that payment, pray this prayer with me right now, because Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call as pray upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So let me lead you to the Lord in a simple childlike prayer of faith and repentance, and he'll come into your heart, Revelation 3:20, and give you eternal life. Pray this prayer and mean it. Oh, dear God, I confess unto you that I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. And Lord Jesus, I believe you died on the cross and shed your blood for my salvation. And I here and now, Lord, ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of all my sins, and save my soul from hell, because I believe you died on that cross and shed your blood for me. In Jesus' name I pray this. Amen. Now, 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. And that word believe on meant personally receive, like you just did in that prayer. Why? That you may know you have eternal life. Know means not just think it or wish it or hope for it, but know. That's 100% certain. How can you know? Because God made you that promise, and God cannot lie. So if you prayed that prayer and you meant it, that means if you died right now, you'd go to heaven, or if you died 100 years from now, you'd go to heaven, and nobody can ever take that from you. Go ahead, Pastor.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right in all that. And that's, there's nothing anyone could ever do, would ever do, or should ever do that will mean as much to them as making that decision, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're out of time for tonight. So, Peter, thank you for being here, Dr. Glidden.
Amen.
Thanks for the platform, Pastor. You're the greatest.
Well, thank you, too, for those books that you sent me and the supplements. I appreciate them very much. Thank you.
More to come.
All right. Well, we always say good night. Say good night.
Good night.
Say God bless.
God bless.
And always, always
keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.